This singing, chanting has always been a way to come back to yourself, to feel peace, joy, bliss, happiness, connected. So they sing for God, for the Guru, for love, for the beloved. Anything that you have a connection with in your heart that reminds you of that holy space, of that happiness, of that love. So, in the kirtan or in the Indian way of singing, they can repeat it like this for hours. So either the mind gets bored, or you have to go beyond the mind. And that is the whole thing. When you go beyond the mind, then something else takes over. You get lost into the moment itself. And that is the whole point of the singing, of the chanting. You stay connected with the now, with the moment. What is important is you have something that reminds you of that silent space inside. Beloveds, for Vipassana is still such a blessing for me. It is like I fall in love with myself, get absorbed in myself, and get back to my real essence without any input from others or without pushing myself. Just allowing takes me deeply into the heart of all. Vipassana is always a blessing. It cannot be more simple. So the more and more simple one becomes, the more natural one becomes, the more you fall in tune with it. It's very difficult to start with the easy. Truth is very easy. But if you are not easy, you cannot understand the easy. So more maturity, more peace, more understanding, more natural, more simple, the more simple the method can be. Because in fact no method is needed. But awareness of the breath or awareness as such. It's no method, it's just your own self. So you can always rest there. You say, Vipassana is still such a blessing for me. It is like I fall in love with myself. That's exactly what it should be. To come back to yourself, to fall in love with yourself. Getting absorbed in myself. Without any input from others or without pushing myself. Because it's such an old habit to push yourself. And to be affected with that which is around you or others, and it's such a freedom to realize that you can just relax in your own space. And that is what I like to create, a place of stopping. That's what I mean with stopping. This is not a place of seeking, it's a place of stopping. And vipassana, all these techniques, helps that stopping. Because in the stopping, which is the silence, which is the relaxation, everything is revealed. Or everything can be revealed if you allow the stopping. That means that you are not going anywhere. You're getting used to being present. Nobody is teaching that. Everybody is going for something. But what you are is already here. So all techniques is just to bring you back more and more to this moment. But that cannot happen before you have a certain maturity, a certain understanding. When you have gone through experiences and looked at yourself. Because the body has to be at rest. Your heart, your mind, your emotion has to be at peace. You have to come to a place where you are ready to stop. Otherwise, even stopping, even meditation, cannot be accepted. Because the mind and the emotions is still too strong. So this comes from your own maturity. At a certain place is a delight. And that's what it should be. Because what is more delightful than just to stop, to have peace? But the price to pay for that peace, for that rest, for that coming back to oneself, is what I call the homework. Because you cannot take with you all the stress, all the frantic running around, all the restlessness into the temple of silence. It's impossible. You have to leave it outside. When you first have stepped inside and got the taste of it, then it's very easy because it's so nourishing. Like falling in love with myself. And only then do you have something to share. So here is just to allow that stopping more and more, that resting more and more. Because all what you are seeking will be rediscovered. It is all there, but it's been under layers of mind and thoughts and habits and conditioning and fear. When all that is gone, things will come by itself. I have realized that so often in past lives I have been killed or my family has suffered for my talents of healing, seeing, etc. That has created a karmic spell that has made a deep wish in my body-mind system to never say or show anything about what I know anymore. Yes. It is true because it always has been like that. Very seldom have we been in places where that is appreciated. Most of the human race are ignorant. So if you stick out of what they call normal, seeing things, sensing things, feeling things, understanding things, they will judge you. It happens every day here, and it has happened in the past, like you say, in past lives. And as you go deeper, more and more you will understand. And more and more you will understand that this is not needed anymore. Because now you are in a safe environment. But these imprints are still in you. Not only from this life, from the past also. Because look how you behave. You behave just like where you come from, that society, that country. What is normal where you come from? That is how you act, that is how you behave. Just like a well-trained machine. If you go to another place, another country, another part of the world, maybe that won't fit in at all. Then people feel very lost. That's why many people behave like idiots when they come to foreign places. They don't know what is normal, they don't know the rules, they don't know how to behave. So all that, no matter where you come from, you have to go beyond, just become a human. That takes trust, that takes understanding, that takes wisdom. Just to become ordinary, just to become simple, just to come back to that purity in yourself. Just being you, without any conditions. And depending on where you live in the world now and in the past, you could be really an outsider. No, we respect, no, the whole world likes Rumi. Almost all countries, because it's so beautiful poems. When he was alive, very few understood. It's always been like that with the mystics. No, everybody is interested in the saying of Nostradamus. When he was alive, he had to behave. Otherwise he knew they might burn him. This is the narrow mind of humans. What is normal? So if you are not strong enough, you will always be in the spell of the so-called sleepy mind, the robot mind. It's a dilemma still for many the sannyasins. They can't really stand up for the new. That they have a new name, they have a master. Because people doesn't understand. But remember, when you stand up for yourself, you get more integrated. It's like, why should you hide your deepest truth? Why should you hide what has touched you the most? Just look at it, how you are still a slave. You should be proud that at last you had found something beyond the society, the family, the lies, the habits. No, for the first time you can see. And you are following it. But instead, the habit is you hide it. Because you don't want any conflict. And conflict is bound to happen between the truth and the lies. So this is how it is now, and this is how it has been before. So it's right. I have realized that so often in past lives I have been killed, or my family has suffered for my talents of seeing, healing, etc. That has created the karmic spell that has made a deep wish in my body-mind system to never say or show anything about what I know anymore. Yeah, because just be normal. And normal seems like just being utterly stupid. Utterly ignorant. Utterly sleepy. That is what is ordinary. So anybody who is intelligent has to break out. And only in that way you get integrated. You have to stand up for your own insights. It's much easier to be asleep. So remember that in your own life and have courage. Don't back down. Because then you go on feeding the unconscious, feeding your fear, not allowing your true heart, your true understanding, what yourself is realizing, what yourself is longing for. You keep on putting it under the bed. Why should you be ashamed? Why should you be ashamed to feel happy, to be intelligent, to find meditation, to find love, to have a master? Because it's not the normal. And the ordinary people will judge you. Your family will judge you. Because they don't know. And they are afraid of anything they don't know. And they don't want to stand up for the truth that I am ignorant. I don't know. I have no clue. I have no clue about gurus, master, meditation. I have no clue about love. I have no clue about life. I'm just an ignorant guy. Who has the courage to say that? And that's only there you can start. That's where sannyasin should start. I don't know. Then you're ready to learn. But who in this society, who is in the world of the so-called normal people would say that? No, instead they judge you. And then fear comes because people have judged you. They were burning thousands of so-called witches, just ordinary women, the priests, the religions, the so-called civilized people. Of course, this will be more and more fear. You know you have to behave. You know you can stick out. But that is the only way to get yourself integrated. To realize this is what I'm here for. To stand up for myself. To not be afraid. And then, most probably, sooner or later, you will touch those people, especially those people who have a connection with you. My family's worst nightmare. Not only family, but the whole neighborhood and the school and everything. So bad I had to disappear. But later in life, then everything turned. Then they came to me. No more wisdom, more life experiences. That is something else. Even they wanted sannyas. No understanding. If I always would have it, it could never happen. This spell is now broken. I have known about it long and it has been crumbling for a while. Yes. I hope all spells get broken here. And remember, a spell is just a spell. It's not real. If you believe in it, and the way to believe in it is that you behave in a way that you have to behave. No. Break it. Stand up for it. Suddenly, in this retreat, it just broke and the identification is not there anymore. It is an amazing feeling not to have this counter wave interfering in my life and system. It is a totally new feeling. Because now you can be flowing again. And then many things will change. Because the energy can allow to flow freely. Now it's also important, just take it easy, let it integrate. Don't do anything, let things just happen out of that understanding. And that's how it is that you all have this counter wave interfering in my life and system. And it's good this came up so I could remind you about it, because this is how it has been in past lives and this is how it is now for most of you. You're still under the spell that you don't really dare to stand up for yourself. Even if your own heart is saying it, even if your own consciousness is saying it, you still have tricks to hide. If you want to be happy, follow your own intelligence, your own heart. Be totally devoted to that. Then all, as soon as you have done that shift, everything else will just fall away by itself. It's just effortless. Now you have proved yourself that this is what I want. But before you have accepted that, you will always be wobbly. And I will always go on checking in with you. Swaha, I have so many things I would like to thank you for. Thank you for bringing everything back to me, for lighting up every cell of my being. Thank you for making me feel the magic of life, love, truth, and the purely rest in the moment, for making me blissful and still be flowing and moving and experiencing divine magic in harmony with life. For showing me that I cannot perceive, receive, comprehend or know. The more unburdened and the more ordinary, the more magic life becomes and the more in harmony. Because how can you find anything more magic than being here alive, floating through this space? It just shows what fools you are. thinking about everything else instead of enjoying the magic. Wake up now. Can't we just relax together? The deeper I go, the more life juice is there, more flow, light, love, clarity, and compassion for me and everybody. I bow down to you in gratitude for making this long retreat possible. Again, thank you, love, Sakina. Isn't it good that the spells get broken? We have something more powerful than any spell. But that is hard to believe. That's hard to believe because you've been under spell for so long. And you don't know how to behave when you're out of the spell. As I'm experiencing every day more and more, life is wonderful and terrible, or simply life is as it is. In the same week, life has given me an unexpected and surprising, beautiful master, and at the same time, life is taking away from me my beloved father. I have just received a call from my mother, who told me my father has entered into a coma. I am his only daughter. I have to go to see him before he dies. Although I feel very, very fragile after having gone so deep in myself and the silence. This is how it is. When you first step into the river, things can happen very quickly. Life becomes really intense. It will test you. I keep remembering you saying my name, and I know now that I get more and more in contact with my true self through this new experience. It is not easy for me. The first thing I thought when I got the news was, why now? Why now? Is life trying me? Of course it is. I hope to be able to keep the contact with what I have seen and felt and learned in these wonderful days with you, my beloved Master of Life. I hope to see you before the end of the retreat with love and gratitude, Asmita. She is well prepared to go there. Life is both. You have to be ready for everything. It's a very good experience. My beloved, last night you visited my dreams. I was sleeping in my cabin. Then you arrived and called my name. I opened my eyes and saw you smiling in front of me. You took my hand and kissed it. I did the same. I kissed your hand and kept holding it, feeling the touch, the softness, the tenderness, in total bliss. Suddenly you said, "Eshal, friends don't meet like this." Then you held my hand even more tight, like brothers do, and you laughed, and laughed a lot. I just stayed there, just laughing with you, holding your hand with both hands and feeling an immensely gratitude. I woke up in wonder. Thank you, my master. In deep respect, gratitude, and much love, your Eshal. I love you. Very good, Eshal. Much can happen in dreams. When you are open, and some people is more receptive for dreams. It's always been like that. The master can come in many different ways. And humans are very mysterious. On one side, people, they talk about nightmares. This is on the other side. This is bliss dreams. You wake up in wonder. It just depends where your consciousness is, where your focus is.